You're listening to Rantable. We like to talk about these
amazing stuff.
Oh, yes. Different approaches.
Like dirty buns.
Oh, yes. And what is that about? Well, it's coming up soon. But before that, let's talk about parenting and education. Yes. Chinese parents traditionally may be pretty stingy in giving out praises. Instead, they point out what you've done wrong. Is it time to change this type of parenting? That is through criticism. Well, is what I want to ask. But first of all, guys, well, Huangshan, why don't you give us an example of the so-called education through criticism at home?
Yeah, there's an article on a WeChat public account on psychology. It's a post on Yixinli. There's a university psychology teacher whose WeChat public account is named as Sore Pain, was once asked by a local official surnamed Lin to help improve the relations between him and his son. So Mr. Lin, he said that he and his wife treat his son really well, and they will buy anything for their son as long as the boy wants. So, and there's no psychiatric history in the family. But the young boy, who just entered a junior high school, refuses to talk with his parents, and his academic scores were really bad. And he always locks himself in the room after he comes back from school, and if he's unhappy, he will throw and break things. His teacher said the boy didn't have any friends and showed no interest in any activities in the school, so the teacher doubted whether the boy suffered from autism. So during the meeting with Mr. Lin and his son, the teacher found out that the parent always do what? Criticize the boy for not doing things correctly, no matter the boy said anything. So at first, the boy tried to explain for himself, so why he did that. But finally, the boy gave up because the parents never listened to him. So he went to the toilet and didn't come back. So his mother called to tell Lin that the boy had already gone back home and locked himself in his bedroom again. So this is really a failure of communication between the parents and the son.
Yeah. According to our research here, this is maybe commonly seen of a situation in Chinese families to get maybe criticized for certain things. Many parents, like Lin's, I guess, or Lin, are always unsatisfied maybe with their children and keep nagging them to do better. Okay. First of all, I think this kid feels like he's walking on eggshells. I mean, I think at first people want to put blame on this kid and say, oh, it's the kid's fault, or maybe he has mental problems, or blah, blah, blah. And then maybe one of the most important parts of this story that Huang Shen read was that it was noticed everything, every little thing, every little choice this kid did, he was met with, you're not doing it good enough. Stop that. Do it this way. So he has no confidence maybe in anything he does. He can't even talk to people because he's like, when he feels something like, oh, I should talk to them this way, they're like, he's like, oh no, I don't know if that's right, because I always get scolded for doing things I think is the right way to do them. And he has no confidence. So he just doesn't try, and he locks himself away. And then somebody runs up and wants to easily cop out and put the autism stamp on him, which is really crazy. Possibly this kid does suffer or has some problems mentally. But I think also, too, a really important part here that we need to realize is this kid sounds like he is afraid to make or do anything because he's just going to get nagged or criticized or told how his choice or what he's doing, how he was doing it, wasn't good enough. So eventually you just throw your hands up in the air and you give up. If this is life, oh, I'm done.
Yeah.
You know, this kind of feeling like I can't even live with myself because I'm not even good enough. And so if this is happening quite frequently in Chinese families, then maybe this is a problem.
I think there are many ways to give up. And one way for a young person or a kid is to retreat into a shell and not communicate and just completely shut down. And just by how Huang Shen was introducing this story, I sense there's so many things that are going wrong in that household. There was one sentence that Huang Shen said. You said that the parents thought that they were treating the kid really well, as they would buy anything the kid wants. That's not the way to parent. That's not the way to show or to think that you've done a successful, great job in parenting. There's so much parenting that's about teaching the kid, being a role model, and it has nothing to do with material goods or satisfaction, so to speak. But certainly, the reason why this story has become a popular one that's been retweeted and shared by a lot of people is, I think so many Chinese people resonate with this feeling that you don't get encouragement at home. You grow up feeling that you're not doing enough and that kind of thing. So tell us more about why is this kind of sentiment shrouding a lot of Chinese households?
I think many children have suffered the same scenarios. And also, I think the parents now, they're really working very hard. Because they want to provide their kids with better material environment. So they think they have already satisfied their material needs. So they think that's how they shoulder the obligation of raising their kids in a better way. But actually, the kids, they just want more communication. I think the reason why this boy give up communication is he knows that his parents will always exaggerate the problems. No, even if he just made a really minor mistake, then the parents will take it seriously.
Yeah, I think what we might be seeing here, if I can paint a picture, is these parents nag this boy so much. I think they do care about him. They want him to be successful, but they basically micromanage this kid's life. And maybe sometimes they feel bad for this, so they get the kid whatever he wants. Mm. You know, oftentimes even guys with their girlfriends think everything they do or say that's bad or mistreat their wife or their girlfriend, they think they can make it up by buying her something. And sometimes maybe this relationship works, but you know, I've seen this kind of thing where people use materialism to kind of try to fix problems they cause in their relationships. Maybe that's a reason why these parents are buying this kid everything, is because they're constantly making him feel horrible about himself, and it's showing. But here's what I do want to say, and parents, please listen, because in 2013, researchers from Florida State University College of Medicine found out that discriminating against someone for being fat seemed to make people gain weight. How is this relevant to our topic? It's self-fulfilling prophecy. When you try to avoid something so much, you actually end up making more problems or turning yourself into that. You know, constantly reinforcing, don't do this, you're messing up. Don't do this, you're messing up. He's just going to feel like he's a mess up, right? Mm-hmm. This is the word that's most commonly said by you in each one of those sentences. So I think what Hyung had said, if this is something common in a family here in China, I know it's common also in the U.S., maybe positive encouragement is something worthwhile. Telling the kid where he shined, so he can have pride and eventually start relying on himself to make more choices. He's like, oh, there's that one time my dad said I made a right choice. Okay, here comes a choice. I'm going to go with my gut. And maybe he'll fail. And you say, that's okay. Everybody makes wrong choices. Mm-hmm. But you let him know the times he made right choices so that he's not afraid when that choice comes to him.
Can I explain a little bit more about the why loving parents have the best interest of kids, want to do this? That is, often it is in Chinese culture, we believe that the bitter words will push one to become better. Mm. But does that not register with you, Ryan?
I mean, like, apply that to a relationship. Apply that to any relationship. I mean, relationships, though they have different dynamics, are often based about respect and how you treat somebody. So I think that answers the question. Pushing your kids so far will also maybe make them succeed, but also get them so far away from you. I think a balance is always what needs to be struck.
That is so important, as right now we're also seeing in parenting styles, it sometimes swings from one end of the pendulum to another. And now sometimes there's like too much encouragement. And that ain't good for a kid's growth either. So that balance is very important.